If you're listening to this, that means you're probably one of our awesome patrons. This, my friends, is a special patron first impressions episode. I'm Jordan, and with me today, as usual, is my co-host, my lovely co-host, David. Say hi, David.
Hi, David.
Hi, David.
Hi, David.
Hi, David. And what series are we covering this week, David?
Akane Banashi.
It's another entry into, I don't know, I can't say that we've read too many series. Like, I feel like this is a series about Japanese improv or like traditional Japanese stand-up comedy. Like,
yeah, this is definitely interesting because it's an art form I had never heard of.
No.
But now I'm kind of like, oh, sounds like it would be cool to go see one live next time I get a chance to go to Japan.
Yeah. I mean, it would probably be difficult because it seems very based on you understanding, like, the Japanese language. So yeah. That might be a little tough. There might be some way around that, or there might be some people who do it in English. I don't know.
In Tokyo, you can probably find someone doing it in English.
That is fair. You probably can. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so the series, it was written by Suenaga Yuki and the... Oh, this is straight. Okay. I got what's going on here. And it was drawn by Moe Takamasa.
Sounds right enough to me.
Moe Takamasa. M-O-U-E. That's, you know what?
Moe.
That's not a Japanese name I think I've seen too often, but that might be more of a reflection on me than the person's name. So don't bully them for their name. It's not cool. Ooh. I don't support that.
We don't bully here unless it's Jordan or Ben Shapiro.
No bully.
As we talked about in the school judgment episode, those are the only two acceptable targets.
And then I bully David. But, you know, David, what did it run for? What did this series run for?
It's more like when has it started running? Because this series is still going on, and it started in February 14th, 2022, and it's got 9 chapters so far. So we'll see, listeners. God. Is it going to be a member of the U19 Club or not? Based on what we read, kind of hoping it's not going to be a member of the U19 Club, but we'll get into that after. Jordan, why don't you tell us the plot summary?
Akane is a young girl whose dad is a practitioner of Rakugo, a traditional Japanese method of analog podcasting, where one person acts out a conversation between two or more people while kneeling on the floor. She's in trouble because she punched a kid who is making fun of her dad. She mimes out the scenario using Rakugo so that we know she's good at it. Her dad then shows up to get her, and he gets upset when she says the word jerk.
I was honestly like, what language does her dad consider okay? Well, he's like, she's just frickin'. He's like, don't you use that language in my house.
Oh, yeah.
I swear to God, after I heard you say gosh last week, I really thought you cleaned up. Just imagine, actually, in the Japanese version, she called him like a shithead and they censored it. He wasn't overreacting.
Well, it's like, you know, I think we've talked about this issue before. In the old Scanlation days, there are Japanese curse words that completely change severity depending on the context. And so in the old Scanlations of like Naruto, Sasuke would just be saying fuck all the time.
Yeah.
Because they didn't know how to deal with that. This one, it feels like the opposite, where she was saying a bad word and then they just translated it to be just jerk.
My one thing is, we did read Goodbye Ari where they say the word shit. I can only assume that, like, she legitimately didn't curse.
I mean, that has to be the joke, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Obviously that's a joke, but yeah, anyway, just to finish the plot summary.
Yeah.
The important thing that you have to know about Akane is that every day she watches her dad practice his art alone when he sits in his room and talks to himself in funny voices.
Yeah, don't we all do that?
Oh, yeah. David, popcorn you.
Akane's dad is ranked 2 of 3 of Rakugo, and he's going to take the exam to make rank 3 if he wants to make the big bucks. So he's taking the actor's hunter exam.
Yeah, that's what I thought of. It's the hunter exam for like, whatever Rakugo is.
Yeah, imagine they made him run, like, a marathon before he performed, and that's why he's so out of it. When it's his turn to be tested, he starts out shaky due to his nerves, but oh man, he recovers and does a good job, actually, yay! That's all in Jordan's script. And then an old douchebag named Ichijo Arakawa says that everyone who performed fucking sucked and should be expelled from the school, so Kane's dad stops doing Rakugo, which you hate to see it, don't you, Jordan?
Damn, that's not cool. You do hate to see that.
A few years later, Akane is now a teenager heading to a performance by Isha, presumably to get revenge somehow. I was talking in the Discord, this reminded me about One Piece, how the first chapter's on the epilogue, and imagine that it ends with her just punching the old man in the face, like how Luffy punched the Sea King that bit Shanks' arm off.
Yeah, exactly. Like, she punches him in the face, and then she tries to become the king of the Rakugo, and she has to find the, I don't know enough jokes about Rakugo to make One Piece puns off of them, unfortunately.
It's okay, but you're trying.
I am trying! But David, what were your first impressions of Rakugo? What were your first impressions of Akane Banashi?
I really liked it. So, friend of the show, Trey, really hyped this series up. Yeah. For those who are unaware, Trey was on our Hungry Joker, absolutely super talented musician.
I love Trey. Trey's very talented.
Yeah, we'll have to send them a copy of the audio.
Trey is, like, so fucking talented. Like, I've known them for a while, and they're, like, really, really great at guitar, really good at rapping, really good at guttural screaming.
Oh, they rap?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. They were actually on, like, the Magic the Gathering Kamigawa soundtrack, which was really cool.
They were on the Doom Eternal soundtrack.
Okay, but anyway, Jordan, I think we are getting a little off track, so back to it. So, this series, first thing stands out, absolutely really well done art. You can tell there was definitely a good purpose to have split duty between the artist and writer.
I mean, the art is very solid. My issue, I don't think I liked this chapter as much as you guys. I didn't think it was bad. It was just kind of like, I don't know if I'm fully sold on Rakugo. I read this chapter twice, and the second time I liked it more, I will say.
Mm-hmm.
Because the first time I read it, I just had no clue what the fuck was happening. It was kind of hard to wrap my head around. And of course, to be fair, to a Japanese audience who knows what Rakugo is, they probably wouldn't have been as confused as I was initially, because there are a bunch of scenes where people are, like, reenacting things, and they have to show that this person is having this conversation, and so they play out, like, a whole scene, but you just see how they act, and it's kind of hard to follow sometimes.
That is a problem. It's that it relies a lot on you understanding culturally what's going on. I guess it's the equivalent of...
You're getting a story through narration of a narration, almost, you know?
It's like listening to someone tell you about, like, a masterpiece of Western culture like Shrek, where everyone knows the plot of Shrek, but if you've never seen Shrek, you'd... Like, we don't need to tell you Shrek is about an ogre, but if you don't know that,
you're... In a swamp!
Exactly. And Jordan just full step is like, yeah, Shrek cultural masterpiece. I mean, though, it is now, like, deemed culturally significant by the United States Library of Congress. So I guess actually, unironically,
there's
it is.
There's never any irony with Shrek. There was never. No. Masterpiece. It's honestly a huge slap in the face. It didn't win the Oscar for Best Picture that year. It's one of the biggest upsets.
It was the first movie ever to win Best Animated Picture.
Best Animated Picture is not the same as Best Picture. It deserved Best Picture.
I know, buddy.
But I did like the dad. I liked their relationship. I liked that the dad wasn't that great at it.
Yeah.
He's good. You have, like, a bunch of other people saying, oh, he's got all this potential. He's not just not doing it right or whatever. And why is he over here? He's got all this hidden talent. But, like, I like that he's not just, like, that it's not just, like, oh, my dad is the best at Rakugo ever, and he's the king of Rakugo, and I must follow in his footsteps, you know?
Yeah. He's also just a very well-adjusted dad, which is nice.
Yeah.
She has a fully functional parent. Like, she has a mother who, yes, works a lot, but she's very supportive of her and her father. I do also want to say you could tell that the artist definitely spent more time designing the mom than the dad.
I'm pretty sure that's not what you wrote in your notes, David. I'm pretty sure you wrote the artist def spent more time designing the MILF than the dad. But yeah, that's fair.
That note. Yeah, I wanted to see if you would notice that note.
Oh, I noticed. Oh, man. I also gotta say, when I found out that the series was actually about her and not her dad, and her dad was kind of out of it, I actually got more interested, because I was like, okay, so the issues that I had with this really might have been more set up, and we're going to get more into it as it goes on.
Yeah, when I was reading it, I was kind of confused, because I was like, she doesn't look like the design on the cover art, and then she looks like that after the time skip, because the entire time I was reading it, kind of felt like this should have been a one-shot, you know?
Yeah.
This was a hard series to make guests for, to be honest, because of the structure of it.
Yes.
I know that would have been a good segue, but I'm also trying to think, Jordan, out of curiosity, can you think of any good manga besides One Piece where the first chapter was entirely a prologue?
They gotta exist.
Yeah, I just can't think of any.
No, it's not Dragon Ball, definitely not. I mean, you could argue that Naruto is, because depending on where you want to start the series.
I'm literally saying chapter one.
Yeah.
There's a time skip between chapter one and chapter two. Are there any other good series that you've ever read?
Which series have, like, time skips between chapter one and chapter two? Or at least towards the end of chapter one? I mean, because, like, the only one I think of off the top of my head is Red Sprite. That was not a very good manga, I would say.
Mm.
You know what? I mean, it's pretty clear off the top of my head, I can't. I feel like there's an obvious one.
Yeah, yeah, listeners, if you can think of a series that has a time skip between chapter 1 and 2 that's not these two series, let us know in the comments, even though it's like 20 people that'll be listening, so we don't have a very large pool of people that can check for us.
I mean, we're not really talking about between the chapters, we're talking about like at the very end of chapter 1, basically. This is gonna bug the shit out of me, but yeah.
I know. It seems like you should be able to think of cases, but I'm thinking of like manga I like, and I can't think of any.
JoJo?
No.
It was like the first couple chapters, and then there was a big time skip to when.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, literally chapter 1 and chapter 2.
Right. Shit.
This and One Piece had the exact same structure.
Anyway, we spent a lot of time on this conversation, on this question, but yeah.
So, Jordan, what do you think will happen next?
So I think she's gonna challenge Isho to a Rakugo go off king, and then I notice, oh, it's like go off king. Anyway, the next one is, yeah. Akane's dad is dragged back in for just one last Rakugo, just one last one.
Imagine it's like dramatic and he dies in that, like, what, there's like that boxing manga where the guy like dies in the chair and it's like, it's, he just dies after his performance like that.
They kind of imply that, because what they say is after he fails the test, it's like, and then the Rakugo died. Like, he had a name, yeah. And then he had like a Rakugo stage name, and then they were like, and then the Rakugo guy died. And it's sort of like, the first time I read it, I was like, wow, he fucking died? And then the second time, I was like, no, obviously he didn't fucking die. Oh my god.
Yeah, and what's your last guess?
My last guess is that everybody failed the exam arc because they did not successfully tap into the power system.
Oh god, that's, I think you had much better guesses than me.
What are your guesses? What do you think is gonna happen next?
I think she's gonna have a super charismatic and manipulative manager, like,
ooh, Svengali.
You know, like one of those characters that like gets her into like the stages and stuff, and like kind of like what's his name from iShield 21, where he like blackmailed everyone.
The coach?
No, not the coach.
Quarterback.
The... Quarterback. Yeah. Yeah. My next one is, I think her parents got a divorce after this.
That would be so sad, but I think you might be right.
And I think there will be a key tournament arc, and I'm going to call my shot. I think she does not win the first tournament she participates in.
Just like Ash Ketchum.
Yes.
Would you read another 10 chapters of this, David?
Oh, man, I'm about to go catch up on this right now. This is probably the series I most wanted us to do a chibi on, so I could start reading it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, because I've heard lots of really good things about this series, even before Trey was hyping it up.
I'm down to read 10 more. I'm not as hype on it as I think you guys are. But, I mean, who knows? Maybe after I read a couple more chapters, it'll blow me away. Because I didn't hate it. What's your power word?
Mine is determined.
Nice. Mine is tradition. Tradition. The mama said.
Oh, happy Passover. Yes. By the way, have you read Shōha Shonen?
No.
So that is a similar series, and that's one concern I had, is that it's going to be too much overlap. That is a series about people doing traditional Japanese comedy.
Oh.
And that's also very good. Stephen Paul actually is the translator for it, and it's interesting how it is, the comedy in it is actually funny. So if you have a chance, I would check it out. It only comes out monthly, so it's very easy to keep up, and it's actually by, I think, Obata does the art. So get ready for that, big guy.
Which one's Obata again?
That's the artist from School Judgment.
Oh, I fucking knew it. God damn it. Ugh. That motherfucker, I swear to God.
Yep, it explicitly says from the artist of Death Note.
Definitely not going to say from the artist of School Judgment.
Yeah. As far as I can tell, there are no sexualized 12-year-olds.
That's good.
I think all the characters are like 16, 17.
You know, I'm glad we're going to talk about that again on a podcast, because I don't think we were mean enough to that series.
No, I think you'll like it, though, because the guy's dad is like a failed guitarist.
Ooh, I do love failed guitarists.
Yeah, and then, Jordan, you ready to go to shoutouts?
I am ready to go to shoutouts, David. Let's go to shoutouts.
So first one, I want to say thank you, Jordan, for editing the chibi episodes, though I think I'm actually going to handle this one.
Oh my god, thank you so much for thanking me.
Yes, and then I want to give props to Shannon for the awesome cover art. You can find her online at Illuminati. I want to thank Luke for being our community producer. You can find his work at lukehair.com. Thanks to T-Root, Ozzy Rat, and T-Wolfwood for being our awesome transcription volunteers. Find them on our site as they become available. Anything you want to say, Jordan?
Hey, David.
Yeah.
Thanks.
No problem, baby. And you can find us on Twitter at ShonenFlopCast and our website, ShonenFlop.com. We're also on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, or wherever else you get your podcasts. And if you're listening to this and you're not on the ShonenFlop Discord, come join us. Open to everyone, Patreon or not. Come hang out with us and talk about anime, games, or whatever else is on your mind. We also have a book club and do monthly movie nights. You can find a link to it in the show notes.
All right, everybody. Well, if that's everything, thanks for listening today to this wonderful little podcast that you pay money for and we love you for.
Yes, we love you much.
Until next time, though, this has been Jordan.
This has been David.
And you've been listening to Shonen Flop. David, say it!
Keep on flopping, floppers.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.